from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It feels appropriate to talk about linebacker first.
Well, let's go.
I think what Alex and I have discussed a lot with this crew is I like the initial starting unit better. I like the Tranquil's going to play more. Obviously, Bolden's a tackling machine. I am worried, however, about depth. I don't think that they possess the same depth they did last year, unless you're a big Jack Cochran guy or you think they can make it up. I thought last year's overall unit could sustain an injury, could cover for Nick Bolden being gone for a while. I don't think they could do that same thing this year.
Well, didn't Willie Gay miss a few games?
He did.
Due to suspension, and then Bolton missed a few games with injury. So I think Cochran actually got some really quality reps in the middle of the season. Tranquil, that was his first season last year, so there's going to be a big jump, and I think the leadership and the accountability of what he's accustomed to doing and what his responsibilities are game to game, week to week. So I think we're going to see a big growth, a big jump in his production. Very productive player last year, but I would love to see him just become like almost like an ultimate weapon in Spags' defense. I mean, that Will position, when you play the Willie linebacker position in the normal downs, you move to Mike in the sub package, I have a little bit of history on knowing what that position looks
yes,
like.
Yes, I think so.
That's what I did both years in Philadelphia. Similar defense. Similar responsibilities, a lot of the concepts carry over, but it's a position for playmakers.
Is it reasonable to ask Drew Tranquil to be more part of the turnover part? They keep talking about how much they need to take the ball away.
Bro, what is up with y'all in this turnovers thing? I heard y'all the whole
time. The players brought it up to us, too.
They said,
a focus. We asked them, hey, you were the number one defense. How do you build on that? And Tranquil and Karloftis all said, you know, Spags has mentioned three things, yada, 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 and turnovers was one of them. So we've keyed in on that.
Oh, okay.
That's what the coaches are telling us.
Anything you follow with yada, yada, yada makes me kind of feel like. I mean, y'all have a whole segment called, like, cliches and then coaches.
That's the morning show. That's different.
Coaches talk.
That's not us. That's the morning show.
I mean,
show.
It's all the same thing.
That's the morning show.
That's why you don't have the cul-de-sac mentality. So you don't protect.
He grew up in a cul-de-sac.
So he doesn't protect about the morning show. He's like, oh, that's the morning show.
Well,
that's,
no, but like you were naming
their
bits.
They're not us. They're not us.
You were naming their bits.
Who cares? Like again, I'm a P1. It doesn't. I don't create no separation.
You're saying 6'10 the brand.
It's 6'10 the brand, bro. Uh-huh. It's all a brotherhood.
I can't keep up with every other show's benchmarks.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, there are things that coaches just say. There's things that sounds great. They chum the water. They feed the media. Like, these are things that we know that y'all are going to, like, latch on to or hang with.
This came from a player, though.
Okay, who cares? Players are just extension of coaches. They sit in the meeting room. They listen to the coaches. Then they come and tell y'all the same things they hear. Come on. How can a defense get better?
Yeah.
Sharpen up your tackling.
They were not great.
Sharpen, like less missed tackles. Less mental errors. Less blown coverages. Like those are the three areas that every team in across in every level of football can create some significant movement on how effective you are getting off the field by doing those things. If you look at turnovers, I have no idea how many turnovers we had last year. How many total turnovers?
They were like 26th in the league, but
with 40 something.
But five of the other top six defenses were at the top of the league.
Okay, you so know, what number are we talking about?
Difference. Yeah.
No, are we talking about like in the 40s, like everybody, like around 40?
Well, they didn't
turnovers?
I don't think they had 40. I think they were like in the mid 20s.
20s. Last year. Every team is going to have 50 opportunities to turn over the ball. Interception gets dropped. Instead of stripping the quarterback, you hit his arm and it doesn't come out. You do strip it and they get back on it. So the amount of opportunities you have to turn the ball over in a normal season, let's say it's going to be 50. How many of those do you capitalize on? So it's not about doing anything different to create those opportunities. The opportunities are going to come. You just want to make sure that you're actually hustling to the ball. You're exploding to the ball. When the ball is thrown down the field, the D-line turns around and runs to the ball. Everybody on the field is exploding to the ball, so when it comes out, you're there to pick it up. That's the area that you can make improvements on without even doing anything schematically different.
We're talking to former Chiefs linebacker Sean Barber here at Chiefs training camp. So tell me, as you've been watching, specifically I'm sure on the defensive side, has anybody stood out to you? Like other than the obvious guys that we all know? Is there anybody you're like, well, maybe even surprised by? Anybody you're like, well, okay, this is a guy to watch.
Do you really want to know this?
I do.
I do.
Okay. So let's start.
I mean, don't give me the BS answer.
I think it's Leo Chanel.
Give me the real answer here, Barber.
So Leo is probably one of my most underappreciated players of last year. If there was a player who I thought consistently came up on stat lines and showed up, even taking on blockers to let other guys come clean, every time he was on the field, I was seeing productive plays. I was seeing something going on that
it got better in the postseason.
Didn't hit a stat line, but it was so crucial for that play to work. So he always kind of showed flat. MVP Purnell shows up so many times. It's taking up double teams, taking up blocks to let linebackers go, flow to the ball, make plays. From a safety position, Connors and like in camp, I would say that this young man Hicks.
Yeah, Jaden Hicks. Everybody's talking about him.
Like if you just watch the way he moves to the ball, he doesn't move to the ball like somebody who's out here thinking. And that amazes me because usually in the first year, the NFL level of defense is like three times the amount you're used to in college. And so for a rookie to just come into camp and he doesn't look like he's thinking. He looks like he's just reacting, instinctively making plays. So those are the things that's surprising me of how fast a guy like that is getting on the field. Obviously getting on the field because Jay Reid is out of hamstring. But
yeah, are you worried about that?
I'm not worried about it. Like we have a plethora of safeties.
Safety depth's good. Yeah. Best on the team, maybe.
I mean, I think secondary is like whether it's the corners or safety. I think there at a position where I can think of about four or five players at both positions. So it's like 10 deep in the secondary, collectively between the safeties and corners, that I feel like any mixture of those guys can go out and play really high level football, and that should worry opponents.
Now that you're sitting here, Barbara, I'm remembering a question that is perfect to ask you.
Oh, here we go.
But I want an honest answer.
No. Don't preface. Hey, go tell them how I roll. Don't preface anything like I want to. Like I'm a dishonest person, bro. Like don't come on, man.
All right, fair.
Okay,
fair.
I just want your opinion. Okay.
Is Chris Jones playing up the stinger injury because he's just done being at camp?
Next question.
Are there? All right, how about this? This is a vague question.
Okay.
Are there veterans sometimes in the history of the NFL that maybe play up injuries in order to be done with this part of camp?
Man, you got a future as a lawyer. Because I like the way you.
You never did that though.
No.
Yeah, you never did that.
I never had enough leverage.
You had to be out there.
I mean, dog. Every practice, every training camp to me was like I look at it like I was the 53rd guy.
Okay.
No matter what position. I don't care if I was a starting wheel. I don't care if I was fifth year vet. Like I went into camp thinking, like, mathematically, there's 50 other guys that are going to make the team before me. And so I'm one of these three. And so I kind of went out there with that mentality every day to prove that, like I don't want to get cut. I don't want this to be my last day. And that's just the way I survived to be an undersized linebacker in the league for 10 years. Like I had to be kind of built a little differently. He's a top 10.
You don't have to worry about that.
Top 10 in the NFL.
Yeah, he's set.
By his peers. Like he's top 10. Yeah. He just secured the bag. I mean, he proved last year he don't really need training camp to be ready for. I mean, so like it's hard to tell a veteran like that, hey, I need you to come out here and get these reps in when I just proved to you that these reps are not significant for me.
Yeah.
Now they might mean something for the teams, that, you know, as a the camaraderie and some of the timing stuff. So there are some vets that no matter how good Travis Kelce is, the best tight end in the league, but the timing him and Mahomes have to be on for that to transcend into the regular season, he can't miss these opportunities, these snaps, these opportunities.
What's funny is I don't even care. Like, I do your thing. I'm cool if Andy just gave it to you off. I wouldn't care.
So when are they having you talk to the team, Barber? Is that later on? Is that after practice today? You going out there? You rallying the troops a little bit?
You know what? I am doing. I'm talking to a team, but it's going to be my golf team. I'm actually play St. Joe's Country Club. I'm going to get a round of golf in.
Who's in the foursome?
It's going to be me, two guys from the Chiefs sponsorship, and one of their top sponsors. We're going to go out there. I'm trying to secure some long-term suite sales. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm trying to do my part as an ambassador, as a brand awareness for the Chiefs. Trying to keep those paychecks flowing into 610.
We appreciate that.
Keep the partnership
We definitely need those. Now, we were already planning on talking about something even when you weren't here, which, so I want to get your perspective. The depth chart came out, and whatever, it's preseason depth chart. But there is one thing that stood out, and it's because they haven't had a player at this position since Anthony Sherman. Carson Steele listed at fullback. Is Andy Reid going back to the fullback?
I like it. I hope he does. Anything you can do unique that the rest of the league is going to have to catch up on. I mean, the fullback package is a whole nother phase of offensive plays. So let me put it like this: when you're a defender and I'm being the opponent does not have a fullback. Well, it's a one back set. Everything is one back, one gap. It's very easy for me to determine where my home gap. For us to be gap sound on defense. The second you put a tight end, H-back, or a fullback in the backfield, that player can intersect any gap and create two A gaps, two B gaps, two C gaps. So now all the linebackers have to be aware, because now I got to flow back. Two of us always have to see that fullback in the hole, because now it's two extra gaps. It forms another gap. So from an offensive standpoint, you can get a lot more intricate in the running game, and then that fullback kind of leaking out with full flow go away. You're testing the backside of a defense to make sure that they have good pass integrity in the flats. So there's certain things you can do with a fullback or an H-back that can really move, that causes the defense to have to do some different things with their eyes. And some defenses are just, I mean, to be honest, they're poor. They're very poor at adjusting to a fullback when he comes out the backfield and he engages in the running game. And it creates a whole nother – I mean, defensively, you have to kind of be aware of that. So
Shanahan takes advantage of this all the time.
Juszczyk is special, right?
Yeah, sure. You know. The Ravens and the 49ers have been religious. The Rams, mm-hmm. Those three teams, I think, have been
– So you think Carson Steele makes the team then? I mean, point?
If we're up to Barber, he'd say yeah.
You think he's
I don't see any of our – tight ends being what I would call a lead back, a H, like we have true tight ends.
There's
that
no more Blake
become,
Bell anymore.
Yes. So if you looking for a position for position, I think he comes in and takes.
So what? They keep three tight ends then instead of four, and then they keep an extra running back / fullback.
Who can play in a four tight end set if for some reason they wanted to go heavy? Like, I mean, it does kind of make sense. It's just nobody in the league uses a fullback. It's like five teams. Andy was one of the last guys holding on, and he's like, I miss it. I'm bringing it back.
So I think he was one of the last guys holding on, and then everybody got rid of him, and now he's probably one of the first guys to bring it back. I mean, you got to be a step ahead, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's
when everybody's bobbing, you weave, right? You got to do it. You got to be a little different, man.
Barber, you said you've got something lined up for our producer, Drew. As everyone knows, Drew grew up and is a Bengals fan. He has several bets already standing on the line.
Watch the stream,
for the
Drew.
Week
you need
two
to watch
game.
The video.
Okay. Yeah, watch the stream, Drew, and he'll show you exactly what's on the line.
Barber's
Explain
holding
Barber
up what looks actually like a pretty cool Bengals hat, although it looks like it's a Bengal but a goat. And so are you trying to say Joe Burrow's the goat? What are we doing here?
I mean, I ain't trying to say nothing. I know my man Drew has stood on the tables. I mean, he's professed his love for these Bengals long enough.
But that's his squad. He's not backing down.
That's his squad. He's staying with it. He's sticking to it. I just think the hat looks like a – a dope hat for a Bengals fan.
So you're giving this to Drew?
I ain't giving him nothing. only thing I'm giving Drew is headaches. All right? There are going to be some opportunities, I know, during the season. I mean, week two, we play the Bengals.
That's
so
right.
That's something we can put on the line. I mean, this hat got some swagger to it, so
it does.
It
ain't gonna come cheap, bro.
Think about what you're willing to offer in order to
week two Chiefs Bengals. What do you want?
Oh, even the listeners can get involved.
Sure, like, but what the question is, what are you gonna do? Because we know you're willing to offer up the hat if Drew is correct, but what that's all you're willing to do, just the hat. Are we clear?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean,
Drew, what are you willing to do?
I mean, at this point, I'm doing a lot of different stuff. Apparently, if the Bengals lose,
he's got to dye his hair.
I'm bleaching
like
the hair blonde.
Drew, just go all in, bro. Just go all in. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, just keep ask the listeners, the text line.
Yeah, we'll take suggestions.
Some more suggestions of what.
Because you know. Drew is going. If Cincinnati loses week two, Drew's already gonna go with the Eminem Joe Burrow cut.
So Drew, what's off limits? Like a tattoos off limits?
He's got tattoos.
I would say a tattoo for this sort of thing is off limits.
What about Barber's number? Would you get Barber's number tattooed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
5'9"?
5'9"?
Okay.
It could mean anything.
Right
know?
On your right ass cheek. 5'9".
That's not happening.
Barber didn't want it there.
Like on the shoulder or something, man. Like,
I will get 59.
You can do like the signature tattoo, you know, Barber's autograph on there.
Well, the thing I know about tattoos is, like, I had my name tattooed when I was in college, and I got it overlaid with a panther.
Yeah.
So, like, you can always over – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you don't make it, you know, a whole sleeve or a whole leg, you can always overlay it with something.
How many tattoos you got, Barber?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7, okay. I think, Drew, you're right around there, right, Drew?
That was a good count right there.
I've got 6.
6.
So, hey.
Catch up.
Hey.
The final
week two. Week two can catch up.
It's the hat or it's a tattoo. That seems very fair. Barber only has to give you a hat. That's all he has to do.
Barber's always open for negotiation, as far as I know.
Maybe he gets this image of the goat tattoo.
Yeah.
But instead of Bengals, we find like a way to chief it up.
Yeah.
Just at least a little bit.
And you got to get a little.
You got to put a 15 in there.
Yeah.
I can't believe, honestly, like I don't even know how this is allowed. How is someone allowed to even make a hat that has a goat resembling anybody from Cincinnati? How is that even allowed?
No championships as a citizen.
I bet I could go sell.
Why do you have this hat?
I could sell 500,000 of these hats in Cincinnati.
Why do you have this hat? Did they send this to you for free?
No. So I'm playing in Kevin Lockett's Lock It Up golf tournament on Monday. And so me and Desmond are teammates. And so I got us like matching uniforms, just got us out swagged out and stuff. So I'm always trying to look the part, right? So I'm all about the we got the J's, we got the golf J's, we got like pink and green, like it's the fits are really. I'll show you a picture later on. But this company Waggle.
Yeah.
I saw this hat sitting beside there, and I just started thinking about Drew. Man, I was like, "Damn, you know who would love this hat? My man Drew."
Thanks.
So I was gonna buy it and give it to you, but then I started talking to my man AG, and he was like, "Bro, you can't be giving away nothing this swaggy, bro. You gotta like make him earn that."
That's
Don't
right.
forget week two. Since he like that game is happening early in the season.
I appreciate you. Hopefully Joe Burrow can be locked and loaded and ready to go.
I
think he will
one,
be.
You know?
By the way, shout out to Carson Steele, because Carson's from my neck of the woods out in Indy. Actually,
oh, here we go.
Oh, great. Why did we bring him up?
I said in Indy. I'm not. This is nothing
didn't
to do
even
with
mention Cincy.
This is nothing to do. It's about Carson Steele, who is a Chief. He's from my neck of the woods in Indy.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah. So suburb of Indy, Greenwood. Shout out Center Grove.
That's like Pasquantino being from Richmond, VA, baby, all day.
That's true.
Two up, two down.
That's our guy.
Friend of the show.
Make it be known. Vinny Pasquantino pays his debts.
Yeah, he pays.
We made a
off
bet.
His bets.
And he
you me tell you who don't pay their debts? Birthday boy.
Dusty? Dustin Likens owes
you some
bourbon, right?
Yeah. Ain't no just some bourbon.
Oh, specific?
What's he owe you?
What
some
kind
blends?
Of buffalo? No, what does he owe you? Blends?
You know it.
Dusty.
From a season ago.
Dang.
When is the 2023 season not over with?
I think by week one, that opener, he has to give you the bottle.
September 5th.
Yeah, by the start of the season.
Oh, what's the concept? Double up? You got to – something like that, right?
Yeah, that always seems fair.
Got to, you know.
Barber,
you got to throw in a bottle of Eagle Rare or something, you know?
Barber, if the Chiefs beat the Bengals, I will have a tattoo of your number on my wrist within 2 weeks.
Wow. Look at that.
Lock that in, please. Lock it in.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I didn't even
poke Drew's going to feel like king of the world.
I didn't even poke the bear.
if Cincinnati wins week two.
He jumped off the ledge.
Drew's going to hold his own Super Bowl parade in week two if Cincinnati somehow
wins. And rightfully so.
No.
He's got a lot on the line.
We don't celebrate regular season wins.
Okay.
All right.
I can tell you like that
Buffalo,
hat.
The Buffalo Bills.
I can tell you really like that hat by the way you jumped out off that ledge cool right hat. There.
If the Bengals win, Alex and Gold would have to eat McDonald's for 24 hours. They have to be at
Alex
McDonald's.
Alex and Gold. He just did what people do.
Sorry. Sweet, I'm off.
Alex and Gold have to do it. You hear that?
He's got to do it twice.
That's right. Cody and Gold
at
McDonald's.
Cody and Gold broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp. We're hanging out with our guy, Sean Barber. His practice probably has another 20 minutes or so now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.